In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Fire crews are trying to establish a containment line between two very large wildfires burning near Estes Park. The East Troublesome Fire has jumped over the Continental Divide in Rocky Mountain National Park. It's burning toward the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is criticizing a federal settlement deal related to the deadly opioid crisis. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Justice Department announced an $8 billion settlement this week with Purdue Pharma. It follows civil and criminal investigations into the company's aggressive marketing of opioid medications. Weiser says it's unclear how this might impact more than 2,000 other suits against Purdue, including those from the state of Colorado and at least 20 local governments.
Will it mean less money? I don't know. Will it mean obligations for governmental oversight of how the company operates? I'm not sure what that looks like exactly either. So it's a novel and, to our mind, unfortunate resolution.
Weiser and 24 other state AGs said the deal appears to be too favorable for the family behind the company. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State officials are urging people to avoid traveling to the mountains this weekend. Road closures due to fires have spread the transportation department thin. Snow in the forecast means plows will be out, stretching things even further. And that snow should start to hit much of Colorado Saturday night and last through Monday. Expect highs only into the lower 40s for Metro Denver today, upper 50s for Vail. This is CPR News.